win for them. Southampton won Swansea 0, excellent result for Southampton. And Tottenham won Sunderland 0. I watched this game as well as the Man United game and also the Liverpool game and the highlights of the Saturday games. So with Tottenham, it was a bit of a struggle for them because Sunderland did have 10 men behind the ball most of the match, but it was an important result for Tottenham. So what that meant for the table in the Premier League was, after that win, like I said, Man City still stayed at top. And so we've had five games in the Premier League so far. So Man City are top, played 15 points, so 5 out of 5 so far. Everton are in second place, played 13 points. Tottenham are in third, played 11 points. Arsenal are in fourth, played 10 points. And Chelsea are just ahead of Liverpool, also on 10 points with goals scored. Liverpool are 6th with 10 points, and Man United are 7th with 9 points. At the bottom, you have Stoke, played 5 matches, 1 point, in 20th position and bottom. One position above them is Sunderland in 19th, also played 5, 1 point. And then third from bottom is West Ham, who are playing really, really badly this season, played 5 and only 3 points. So those were your Premier League results. What I'll do now is I'll move on to the Championship regarding the local teams in Sheffield, Rotherham and Nottingham, and then we'll move on to League 1 and also League 2. So if I give you the results in the Championships for our listeners in Sheffield, Rotherham and Nottingham, I'll give you those informations in a moment. So like I said, any of the Premier League matches I've spoken about, if it's any of your teams that I've mentioned in the Premier League, then feel free to call me when the phone lines open at 10:30 on 0114 24 25 200. That's 0114 24 25 200, and I'll give you the results in the Championships as well. So let's go back to last weekend, first of all, and I'll give you those information as well. So what we need to do, we need to go all the way back to last Saturday. It's gone very, very quickly. So let me start with Saturday, the 17th of September. So let's start with the Rotherham match. So it was a very, very disappointing result for Rotherham. It finished Blackburn 4, Rotherham 2. A very, very disappointing result for Rotherham away. So the Millers fans, obviously you're very, very disappointed with this result and very, very disappointed with how your season's going so far. So I'd love to hear you at 10:30 on via the phone. Also in the Championship on Saturday, we had Nottingham Forest 1, Norwich 2. So that was a very, very disappointing result for Nottingham Forest at home to Norwich. So I want to hear from Forest fans as well regarding your result. So that was another loss for the local teams. And then Sheffield Wednesday were away to Birmingham and they lost 2-1. So Owls fans, I want to hear from you as well. So that was another disappointing result for Owls, who've been doing pretty well until then. And they were expected to win away to Birmingham. So that was Birmingham to Sheffield Wednesday 1. We also had matches in the... so that was the Saturday matches in the Championship. And I'll go through the ones that happened in the last couple of days as well. But before I do that, I'm going to move on to... Actually, I'll do those first so they go all together, so you're up to speed. So if I go back to the Championship, so I mentioned those teams who played on Saturday. If you go to yesterday in the Championship, it was a very, very... I'm going backwards. So yeah, that was Saturday's games in the Championship. So all these teams played on Saturday. So I'm giving you the results of Rotherham, Nottingham Forest and Sheffield Wednesday in the Championship. And I'm just going to give you the table, so you're up to speed what's happening in the Championship. So first of all, in first position, the Yorkshire team is Huddersfield, and they've played 8 games and 19 points. Norwich are in second, played 8, 17 points. And Newcastle are third, played 8, 15 points. Barnsley are fourth, played 8, 15 points. Birmingham are in fifth, played 8, 15 points. And then Brentford are in sixth, played 8 games, 14 points. So the top two go up automatically in this league, and positions 3 to 6 fight out in the playoff final, and one of them obviously will go up with the top two. So it's very, very tight there. And in terms of the local teams, unfortunately, like I said, Nottingham Forest lost. So they're in 8th position, 13th position, played 8, 11 points. Sheffield Wednesday, one position below them, in 14th position, played 8, 11 points. And then you've got Rotherham, unfortunately, they're in the 21st position, played 8, 6 points. Then in the bottom three, you've got Wigan in 22nd, played 8, 5 points. Then Blackburn played 8, 5 points in 23rd position. And Cardiff also played 8 with 5 points, and they're bottom of the Championship in 24th position. So those were your results in the Championship. And now I'm going to look at the results and the tables in League One affecting the teams local to the radio station and so on. So what I'll do now, I'll just give you the results regarding Sheffield United, the Blades. So the Blades played on, here we are, just give you the info here. Just looking through my notes, yes. So the Blades played at home against Peterborough, and a great performance. They won 1-0 at home against Peterborough on Saturday the 17th of September. So that was a brilliant result for the Blades. So I want to hear from Blades fans as well after we come back from the break at 10:30. So what that means after that win in League One in terms of the table. So we have Scunthorpe, who lead League One, played 8 games, 17 points. Then we have Bolton, played 8, 15 points in second. Then the playoff positions, we've got Bury in third, played 8 games, 14 points. Bradford in fourth, played 8, 14 points. Then we've got Port Vale in fifth, also played 8 games, 14 points. And Sheffield United fill up the last position in the playoffs at the moment, played 8, 13 points. So that was a much needed victory. And at the bottom four are Southend in 21st position, 8 games, 8 points. Shrewsbury in 22nd, 8 games, 7 points. Rochdale in played 8 games in 23rd position, 6 points. And Coventry are the 24th and bottom team in League One, played 8 and 5 points, which means there's one team left, Notts County. I'm just going to give you the information regarding Notts County. For those of you who don't know, I'm sure many of you do know which position, which division they play in, League 2, and let's hope they can get themselves promoted to League 1, which would be very, very difficult. So the result regarding Notts County was a brilliant result for them. They played away to Cheltenham, and it was a very, very exciting game as well. So it finished Cheltenham 2, Notts County 3, so well done to them. And it was looking good in this match as well. So great performance away to Cheltenham, which is not very easy in League 2. And I want to hear from Notts County fans on your performance away to Cheltenham. So if I give you the League 2 table, we have Plymouth in top position, played 8, 18 points. Then Doncaster in second, played 8, 16 points. And in third, we've got Crewe, played 8, 15 points. And then in the playoff positions, we have Morecambe, played 8, 15 points. Portsmouth, played 8, 14 points. Colchester played 8, 14 points in sixth position. And the last position, which is Luton, played 8, 13 points. So in League 2, the top three go up automatically, and then one of the playoff winners from positions 4 to 7. And at the bottom, you have two teams that go down. Exeter.